Hello, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call.
Hello and welcome to the SC Ballers Q&A podcast ahead of round 27, the final round of the NRL Supercoach season. I'm your host and coach of the Terrace Crew, Matt Ricks. Joining me tonight, as per usual, for the last Q&A, it's coach of the Caspianitas, Danny Boy. Dan, how are you, mate?
Yep, very well, Matty. Very well. Last Q&A. It's been a big season, big debut season for the Ballers. I've come a long way since the pod over the last few years. How are you feeling? Last round, a few top 10 jitters, I'd assume.
No jitters. I've got 17 players, so not amazing. Would have liked one more. 18 if Herbie plays. So that'd be amazing. If South can somehow beat the Roosters and we can get Herbie, it looks like he won't play. If Souths lose, if the Roosters win, if the Dolphins can't make the eight, it doesn't sound like they're going to risk Herbie, which is a bit annoying. Mm. But it is what it is, and fair enough. Feeling all right. How many are you trotting out?
17. No maybes. I think Kane Bradley was cut overnight, so he was going to be my 18th man if he somehow jagged a spot again, but that was going to be unlikely anyway.
Yeah.
You've had a bit of luck this year, Matty. Taking back to Oren Keeley and a few others where a few missed trades. So, you know, I'm not saying Herbie's out just yet. I think he might sneak in there for you. So
We'll see. We've got some good questions in tonight ahead of the last round. It's obviously still all to play for in terms of overall rank and trying to maintain a bit of momentum into the Supercoach finals game. We need to start off, Dan, by saying that you can enter the $3,000 Supercoach Finals Challenge that the baller.live has started now. So over at Baller, it's the biggest prize in the Supercoach Finals. All you got to do is go and make sure you signed up at baller.live. You can join the league through the links there. It's pretty straightforward, easy to find, and jump in the league to win the major prize over there. It's bigger than the game itself, Danny Boy.
Yeah, I was playing around with my team this week. First time I kind of looked at it, didn't realize you can only have two players from the same team. That's a big one. So
for week one, yep.
For week one, yeah. But I think you've just got to go pod a bit rogue as well, because there's going to be a lot of the same players being picked across the board, I think.
Well, you'll need to listen in, Dan, to our special finals podcast, which we've got dropping today or tomorrow. So we've recorded that, and that is coming, so can't wait to get that out there. I actually learned a ton on the run about that game during the podcast.
So who's the final specialist?
It might have been Tubes' best podcast performance of the year, this finals podcast. He just killed it. So yeah, it'll be good. We filmed it in studio, so keep an eye out for that across all your podcast platforms and YouTube. And please give us a like and subscribe or a follow. We really, really appreciate it. It's been amazing support from the baller community and Supercoach community this year. Feel very overwhelmed. And we got some great comments coming in to kick us off tonight, Dan. Jay at Bluffmaster on X, he says, no questions, just thanks for all the work you guys have put in. Appreciate all the effort and help. Has certainly helped me along the way. Hopefully a big finish to the season coming up. Cheers, boys. No worries, Jay. We loved having you on the Q&A, particularly every week. And thanks for everything this season.
Hughesy, cheers, Bluff.
Hughesy FPL, also a great Q&A man. Hey, fellas, firstly, thank you for all the content podcast this season. I've run out of trades, ranked 697 and playing with 17 this week, trying to click on the top 1K. And his question is, sauce in the fridge or the cupboard? You can go first there.
We grew up in the same household, and we were definitely sourcing the fridge, guys, because we didn't have much of it. Funnily enough, you know, C-Mac used to wander in to our place on regular occasions in the afternoons, and he'd just go straight for the sauce. And I think he might have lived with us for a period, and I think that was the first time I'd ever seen a 2-litre bottle of tomato sauce. He was definitely a big cupboard guy.
Sauce definitely in the fridge, though. It can go in the it goes in the cupboard before you open it, and then once opened, in the fridge. That's pretty.
I know some people don't like it cold. They like their little room temperature sauce on their snap.
Yep. Fridge for us. Gaz on X asks, thanks for all the great content this year, boysies. Much appreciated. Much appreciated you following and listening along, Gaz. His question, Dan, this is a huge one. Huge one. Carmens or Northies? For those who don't know, Carmens and Northies are two of the bigger nightclub, two of the big hot night spots in the Sutherland Shire where we grew up.
Yep. I'd have to go Carmens there. Some good memories in Carmens. A few let down Sunday evenings in Northies, but certainly Carmens Saturday night. When they had a, you were a big bourbon and Coke man. I remember that.
Yeah.
And they had Bundy. They had Bundy on tap, which was that malty, rummy.
Bundy on tap, yeah.
Yeah, that was weird, but got the anger juice flowing.
Now they got everything on tap. Carmen. I'd have to go Carmen's too. Northies was probably like overall better on a Sunday. Like it was just it was different, but Carmen's much better dance floor. Much better just space to be out and socialize. I don't know. Yeah, I'm gonna go Carmen's over Northies too. Although I did love Sunday nights at Northies. But like you said, a lot of what did you say? How'd you put it? A lot of wasted.
I can't remember. I think my last memory of Carmen's was me and you watching Royal Ascot at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. I think Black Caviar was running.
Yeah.
That was a great night.
Yeah. All right, on to Supercoach questions now. And Jake in Oz asks, who scores better this week, Kinney or Fuller? Choose for all the content this year. All right, let's get up, Dan, the new tool at baller.live. We've dropped it right in time for the end of the season, which is cool. We're going to be dropping more stuff over the off season. There's only one place for us to start here, and that is in the, let's have a look. Here we go. Player compare. So to find player compare, you can just go to the hamburger menu on the top left. And we've got Kinney. We can see Kinney's projection here, 78, Trey Fuller, 74. The new feature which we've dropped in is to score 60 or to score 100 and the percent chance of each. So we can see here that Kinney's slightly out, Kinney in the green or yellow, so slightly higher percentage to score 100, but a fairly bigger percentage to score 60. Is that how you'd think in this matchup as well?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit up in the air, right? Because Kinney's obviously coming back from major injury, so it wouldn't really account for that. And Kinney hasn't played much this year. I think he got a couple of 70s at the start of the year before he went down.
Well, you can see here, here's his season. He's obviously had a few games off the bench. He's rocking at a season average of only 37.
Yeah,
it's going to be nice and cheap for next year.
That's great about the projections because it kind of identifies that and it doesn't just go on those recent performances. So
correct.
I mean, I love this this tool. I'm very big on the head to head. Who would you rather sort of scenario? I'd probably for next season we'll probably get hopefully Baller will have previous years you can sort of put up for the picking your side at the start of the year as well. But in this particular head to head, I'm probably leaning towards Fuller. I think Dolphins are going to throw the ball around a bit more. I think Fuller's settled the last few weeks. He's also guaranteed 80 minutes, whereas I'm not sure about Kinney playing 80 minutes. He could still come off the bench late.
I like Kinney for a bit more fun. I still think Kinney's a much better Supercoach asset, like with the amount of runs he has. And I think the matchup's good for Tigers. So I'm considering one of these guys for a trade. I'd probably still lean Kinney over. Just for his explosiveness. It is riskier, there's no doubt. I'm going to lean Kinney.
It's pretty good though. Fuller, three-round average, 80. Just looking at that now.
He's been going really well. Been going really well. While we get up, I'm just going to get Edwards v. Turbo up, Dan, because that's a decision that a lot of other people have got this week for selling drink water for those who can't afford to get up to Reece Walsh. We spoke about it on Tuesday pod. I'm not even sure that Walsh is better than these guys this week. In fact, I think he's not.
No.
So if we're looking at Edwards v Turbo here, Dan, this is coming out with Turbo on top on projections, 35% to ton up. How are you thinking about these guys?
Just go down the stats for me there, Matt, so I can just have a little peruse. I actually like, so the good thing as well, you've got that highlighted in yellow which tells you who's the better stats. And you see a plenty of yellow on Edwards' stats this year. I, as a non-owner, I've been very worried about Edwards every time he runs out on the field. The only thing that's concerning me is if he gets rested really late. I think there was a bit of rumors early in the week. I haven't heard more on that. But I would probably, if they were both fresh and both guaranteed, I'd probably lean towards Edwards. Love that matchup against the Dragons this week.
Yeah, I own Turbo already. You can see here though, Dan, 3 round average of 113 for Turbo. So this has been his best period of the season. He obviously had that 180 a couple of weeks ago and he backed it up with another ton on the weekend. I still think in isolation I'd go Turbo making a call here. I am very keen. I think Edwards is the most likely bring-in that I'm going to make if he turns up for the Panthers this week. So I think Dragons have lost 40-0 and then they've against Souths a couple of weeks ago and then they've come out and got smashed by Manly on the weekend. I don't really see any reason why they're going to get up for this one for the last game of the year. Penrith have sort of got a, you know, they don't have it all to play for this week, but I do think they're going to want a strong performance leading to finals. So
yeah,
I think Edwards for me there. Let's pick another matchup, Dan, just while we're in the ball the player compare. Give me a couple of 2RFs that you want to look at.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because I know a lot of people are a bit short this week. We talked about it. Jacob Preston, obviously coming off a huge score on the weekend, has had some low scores this year, but he looked very good. They did look for him. Kikau's back this week, so that's a little bit of a negative towards getting Preston. And then Talis Duncan, like how he hasn't been beaten even when he goes to play centre. Like he is just absolutely on fire. He looks like a future superstar. It doesn't look like his price is going to come down for next year. Otherwise, he would be one of the most purchased early season next year.
Yeah, both projected 66 this week. Dan, Preston highlighted yellow. His must be just slightly higher within that range. Mm. Yeah, we can see there that rocking 3 round average of 86 and 94. So the two of the form 2RFs of the competition. Talis Duncan just can't stop tonning up. It's mental.
Very good average attack in 15 there, so he's nearly guaranteed some sort of attack, either an assist or a try there. He has played a fair bit of centre, and they are going left a lot. I'm not sure. Do you think he'll line up at back row on the left edge this week?
Who's the other back rower they've picked? Joy Arrow. So yeah, I don't know. I'd suggest he'll stay on the left.
Yeah, and look, they're gonna feed that left side as well with AJ on the left wing. This week.
Yeah, I'd be going Duncan here. I like Preston could get a rest as well. Dogs have got nothing to play for. He could see reduced minutes. So it wouldn't be that one for me. Last one, Dan, on these player compares. Give me a couple of wingers, center wings that we want to have a look at.
Yep. Who do we, we pointed out a couple. There's a big game. Manly Warriors. You've got the two left wingers, Lehi Hopewate. And the very much informed Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Very, very interesting this one. Roger is back to his best ever since Tubes really dug the knife in and won the pods a few weeks back. And as we look at the player profile projections here, Roger is yellow across the board.
Yeah.
So on fire, bigger base, bigger power, just slightly. 3 round average of 97. So talking about
Lehi's got a 3 round average of 76 with 160 in there.
Mm.
So yeah, he's had that spike game.
At Brookvale as well, Turbo on a heater. I'd love to be on that left wing. So I think Roger is the safer option to get you a 60 plus score. I think it's almost guaranteed this week, but Lehi, I think, has the bigger upside. So Roger's only gone 100 plus twice this year, and it's been the last 2 rounds. But I think there's a bigger ceiling on Lehi.
Yeah, I think I mentioned on the pod a couple of weeks ago, Roger's top score since coming back from Union was 90. And since then, he's gone ton. So that shows you how much you can forget that. It's all about what's ahead of you. And it's Roger's shown that he's still got that ton upside in him. Obviously, Lehi got that 160 against the Dolphins. I don't think it's going to be that kind of game. In saying that, if Turbo gets hot, then Lehi's the beneficiary on that left wing. So not a bad stack there, as per usual, the Turbo left winger for Manly. All right, Dan, let's get on now to some other questions. I'll stop sharing this one for a moment. Pepstacoglu, another Q&A favourite on X, asks, "Hey, boys, just want to thank you for all the help and all the content this season. Baller projections have helped, definitely helped a lot. Thank you, mate. Who would you bench out of Kickout, Fanua Blake, Ronaldo and Staggs?"
If I'm choosing one, I would be benching AFB.
Yeah.
For sure. Got a try on the weekend, got a 70. He's looked disinterested. I've never seen a man change his attitude on the field.
It's got to be injury though, surely.
You'd assume so. Like he's just tucking the arm under the ball under the arm. There's no offloads. There's not much fight in him. It looks like he's playing a bit bung, bit hurt. So, yeah, definitely an easy one for me there. I would definitely be playing Staggs. I think he's hot. I think he's very interested. He's going hard. Ronaldo and Kickout is a bit tough, isn't it? Because I do think it's going to be a bit of a grinding game, that Bulldog Sharks.
I'd still just be playing those guys for their upside. Wow. Kickout's minutes, maybe, but he had a rest last week, so I think he'll play 80 no matter what. I think it's AFB. I just think you want to play Ronaldo and Staggs for a bit of upside. I'm not sure what's going to happen in that Dogs-Sharks game, because I still think Dogs might rest a couple and Sharks might have nothing to play for. If the Broncos have lost and the Warriors have lost, then Sharks are locked into fifth. So, it's difficult to know what's going to happen in that game. But, yeah, I would be going – I'd be sitting AFB too there, Dan. It's good. It's better. Like if Ronnie can get a jag a try, and his base power has been really good lately. Dave asks, this is a team one for Dave. He's got three trades this week. Thank you very much. Saved his last boost. Love three trades this week. How good would that be?
Incredible.
He wants to know about who the best upside players are, Dan. He's trading out Drinky, Karaz, maybe Dewey or another 2RF or center wing. He wants the three biggest upside guys from Turbo, Sammy Walker, Trey Fuller, Herbie, Duncan, Iro and Sammy. How do you assess that pick? I'd probably throw in Keanu Kinney in there as well for me, as spoke about, but I know that you were Fuller over him, so we'll stick to his list.
Yeah, look, that's a difficult one because I'm assuming that his three trades, he's only got one trade at fullback. Otherwise, you're loading up there. And if you're only getting rid of center wings and 2RFs, then you probably don't have much flex in the halfback position as well.
Yeah, so he owns, he's got his team, he sent his team here. He's got Teddy and Edwards already.
Yep.
And he's got Hines and Cleary. So it's really, he's got one flex fullback /flex spot.
It's got to be Turbo. I think Turbo, Teddy, Edwards is probably the premier three fullbacks this week.
Triumphant.
Definitely going that. Herbie, if he plays, I think you could take the risk and you could probably look to take the punt on bringing in Herbie. And then if he doesn't play, maybe picking up at a Parramatta Eel against the Knights in the last round as well. It's one of the outside
Fox.
Backs there. Fox could do. You can't pick up Yongi because he's not dual. My man from yesteryear, Will Penasini. I don't even know if he's playing.
Nah, I think
Dylan
it'd have to
Brown.
Be Fox.
Did Dylan Brown get a jewel? No,
I would go. No, actually, Dan, I've got a better one than this. So you could do those guys, but you could do instead of getting Herbie, get Nafahu or Asako from the Finns.
Yes. No, I was saying so. Asako is a bit of a smoky this week. If they put on a big score, more likely to go right if Herbie's not there on the left as well.
Yeah,
that's probably
but
better.
I thought Nafahu looked really good against the Titans on the weekend. Mm. And they're going to be big favourites, even if they don't have anything to play for. I like Nafahu as an option.
Yep. Well, everyone loved Johnny
Bostock. As a Herbie off-ramp.
Johnny Bostock when he was on fire on that left edge. So if he can do it, anyone could do it.
I really, really like Nafahu there. So definitely Turbo in the flex over Walker or Fuller. Herbie, definitely, if he plays.
Yep.
And then, Nafahu or Asako or Josh Adokar in that slot. Then what about for the third one, Dan? Duncan, Iro, Sammy? Any of those guys?
Duncan for me. I think Sammy, I heard something about Sammy being out as well. De Groot coming onto the wing, maybe just a rumor as well, but... I wouldn't risk it. He's not worth the wait like a Herbie might be. So I'd probably go Talis Duncan, the hot hand.
I'm just looking at his team. He doesn't have Marky Mark either. I'd be looking at Marky Mark there.
Yep. Danny Tubu.
I like Mark, like I mentioned on the Tuesday pod, just because I think they'll feed him still. I know it's not the best with Sammy Walker back, but yeah, Tupu, Nwanga Nisiwase, or who else is centre wing? I'm just looking at the projections this week. So
Billy Smith.
Lomax. Hang on, let's just get it up. It's no point telling the viewers when we can show them, particularly those on YouTube. Make sure you give us a look on YouTube if you are of that persuasion. Yeah, Lomax, easily the top projected centre wing this week. Then we got a Sarko dance. So, yeah, so your shout might be bang on there. Then it's Marky Mark. Connor Tracy, I wouldn't go near, not this week. Toop, 71. Addo Carr, 71. There's your man, Dan Penasini, 69. Nice.
Look at
Sammy,
that.
68. Yeah, I think that's where it kind of ends for your upside centre wings.
You could probably go, is Jenkins on the left wing this week, or Casey McLean? I think they're both good options too.
Oh, yeah, there's McLean, 62, yep.
Yeah, but Casey's had a three-round average of 72 there. And, yeah, looking very, very good, really getting comfortable in that left centre. So it could be an option.
Okay. And then he also asked Dan, two of Gagai, Asako, Carapani as sit starts. He's 1,800th and trying for 1K. I'm definitely sitting Gagai out of those three, I think.
Yep.
Oh, maybe Carapani.
I'm playing Asako.
I definitely play Asako.
And I would probably play. Last week was horrid watching Gagai. They have kind of given up there. Asako and Carapani, a little bit more upside, a bit more chance for try, I think, for Carapani.
Yeah, he's only projected 55 there, Carapani. Where's Gags? Gags is 62. I still think that I would probably play Carapani, like you said, for upside. That Storm right edge has still been a bit leaky, notwithstanding the Roosters tore their left edge to shreds last week. It's obviously a very different looking team this week. So yeah, so I'd be the same as you there, Dan. All right, let's get on to the next question now. And Pete McDermott asks, "Hey team, rank is 250-odd, and he has two trades left. Good spot to be in. Plenty of depth. So Drinky to Turbo is locked. Good man. Struggling to think of a second trade. Either Firma, Hammer, Kalomatungi, JMK, or Tino, or any other suggestion. Hammer's semi interesting, isn't he as well?"
Still playing center, isn't he?
Yeah.
You need tries. He has zero base.
Work rate. Yeah.
No work rate. You want him at fullback if you're ever going to pick up Hammer. So I would be avoiding Hammer.
Well, Hammer's fullback only, isn't he?
Yes.
Correct. So I wonder if he has another fullback trade to make. If he's got another fullback trade, I'd be looking. Yeah, at any of Fuller Keeney, if you can afford Edwards, probably can't afford Edwards, but I'd be looking at a fullback if you want.
Yep. And out of those ones, I think Firmore's got the most upside. A lot of the other guys are sort of base.
Kalomatungi,
base guys.
Yeah. Yep. So, definitely.
Yeah. Firmore for me in that group.
I'm still not convinced on JMK's minutes either. I know like he got 80 on the weekend, but basically if there's an injury, he will get 80, but yeah. Otherwise, it's a risk. So yeah, I'd be Firmore out of that lot, and then. But if he can swing it, I'd be looking at a Keeney or Fuller, or other fullback upside option.
Keeney, Fuller, Edwards, Turbo, just
getting to him. All right, Dan. On to the captaincy discussion now. And Pep Stokoglu asks here. He's back with another question around last game of the season. Who are our favourite captaincy shouts? Going to bring the baller projection stat table back up here for our projections. But yeah, we spoke about this at length on the pod on Tuesday, Dan. Nothing really changing here for me. I think Cleary's the most interesting one because he's got the second highest projection this week at 97 as I bring that up on screen now. But you were saying that you reckon there's a chance he might get an early shower here.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Dragons more than likely are thrown in the towel. Up by 30 after 60 minutes, I'm seeing Cleary coming off. particularly with Schneider. Like, Schneider is an out and out halfback at 14. So, he probably has come on in other positions this year. But I would suggest Cleary. Any hint of a bit of an injury or a niggle, he's coming straight off as well. So, yeah, not for me this week. I am very keen on Lomax. More because it's the last game of the season, the regular season. A little bit of fun, a little bit of flair. Get really interested for that last round. For me, it's Sunday morning. We'll have a little bit of downtime. So I'll be captaining Lomax this week.
Yeah, I don't mind the Lomax shout at all. Just trying to get up some captain stats there. Might have to give that a refresh. Yeah, I am looking at – I still like Cleary, but it's hard for me. With Turbo's ownership, I definitely have to go Turbo because I think that's a great – perfect Turbo's perfect VC, Brookvale Oval, low ownership. And then I just got to make a call whether I want to take on Teddy's ownership or not, a Teddy's captaincy number or not, or go for a pod like Lomax or Cleary. Mm-hmm. Is there any out of those top four, Dan, Teddy, Cleary, Lomax, Turbo – that you would give consideration to?
Yeah, all of them. I think I've got the decision to make out of Turbo and
away from those guys.
Away from them. In my team, I wouldn't be touching Reece Walsh. I wouldn't be touching Hines. Payne Haas for a big Thursday night, possibly, but again, there's just not enough upside in the front row forwards this year. I'd probably look to one of the, if I had them, one of the Dolphins boys. So Trey Fuller, Herbie, something like that. Isaka even. This is talking real pod.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's not much away from those top four. I would say Edwards is my big one for the other spot. So I would be going Edwards or Turbo as the VC this week.
I think that sounds pretty good to me. All right, Dan, that's it. We're done.
Oh.
It's a nice, quick, under half an hour for your round 27, 27 minutes for round 27.
Nice.
Dan, it's been a pleasure having you on this year. Thank you so much for your contribution. I get messages all the week saying, more Danny boy, more Danny boy. But it's been a great season. You've had a good year yourself. And I know the listeners have really appreciated your input. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll see you back through the final series.
Yeah, thank you, Maddie. And looking forward to next year when Baller have the budget to fly me in for Magic Round.
Magic Round
nice.
And Baller Bash.
Yeah, can't wait. Yeah, and good luck. Good luck this weekend. I'm really pushing. I'm hoping you get fourth place because I could stay top bricks for Stupid Coach with my third back in 2014, if nobody's ever heard of that. So I'm hoping you reach the dizzying heights of fourth place.
Yeah, I think top three's gone. I think top three's gone, unfortunately. And best of luck to our mate Finn as well this weekend. All right, thanks, Dan.
You're beauty.